Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you we can gather once again. We thank you for your living word, which you have enabled us to see and hold in our hands and go back to it over and over again. And the truth does not change. Help us to remember that and not to be looking for new things and new ways of doing what your word tells us to do in the first place. So we want to just follow you, Lord, all the way. Lead us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, following on through the Bible with the dialogues of prayer and the dialogues with man, we have a very rich chapter here in chapter 17. And of course, the personality that we are dealing with is Abraham. Actually, he's still Abram, so if I call him Abraham all morning, forgive me. He hasn't had his name changed yet, but since his name was changed 4,000 years ago, I guess it's okay to call him Abraham. Anyway, but he's still Abram here. And it's kind of interesting. I was just checking this morning. We don't have his age given to us until he left Haran. That's 75. So we don't really hear much about him until 75 years old. Then we don't hear anything about him until he's 86 years old, when he has Ishmael. And then he goes silent again for another 13 years. And we pick it up today in Genesis chapter 17. Genesis 16 ends with Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Very next verse is when Abram was 99 years old. So we have one verse goes 13 years from one to another. 99 years. So now we have all of chapter 17, and for a number of chapters after will be when he was basically 99 to 100 years, because 99 is the promise of the son coming through Sarah, and then we have 100 when the prophecy was fulfilled. That's when Isaac was born, and then we don't hear anything about his age until 175 when he dies, other than we can tell by the fact that Sarah was 127 when she died. We know at that point he was 137, and shortly after that he married Keturah and had another six kids or whatever. We don't have anything heard from him during that whole period. So we think a man like Abraham, boy, he's in touch with the Lord all the time. Well, right now, between now and last week, 13 years have passed. Do you go 13 years without hearing from the Lord? I hope not. So we see now that where the Bible just gives us the highlights, and the reason, of course, I don't think we have much about him during the Keturah years, the Messiah doesn't come through any of the Keturah descendants, so that's not where the focus is. The focus is always on the Messianic line, right? And we're told a number of things, other lines for a little bit, and then they get dropped and we go on with the Messianic line. But today we'll just look at one verse, so this is not too complicated in terms of verses, but verse 1, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham. Now, this is a great thing because he doesn't appear very often, but he appeared to Abram and said, so here he's appearing and speaking, and said to him, I am Almighty God. That's El Shaddai is the Hebrew word there. God Almighty or Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Well, that's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Very short. But how can you be blameless before God? Or you might go to Matthew and it says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Or you might go to Leviticus and it says, be holy as your Father is holy. So how can you be perfect as your Father is perfect? How can you be holy as your Father is holy? How can you walk blameless? Well, the context is because of his almightiness, because of El Shaddai, because of who he is. He is so awesome and he's so great. And he created you in his image. And if you follow him, he will cause you to become Christ-like, right? Hasn't he promised to Philippians 1:6, he will complete his good work in us? Has he not promised us that? So he's going to do that, right? He's going to complete his good work in you. Now you've got a choice. Well, first of all, you got a choice to listen to him or not. If you don't listen to him, you're never going to come into that realm because you're outside that realm. You don't know him. But once you receive him and you're his child, now you're into that sanctification process, not because of what you do, because of what he does through you. So he's going to give you a lot of bumps and bruises and difficulties and all, and you're going to be complaining and, oh my, pray for me. I've got this problem. I got that problem. Oh, I got so many problems. Pray for me. Well, probably most of those problems are from the Lord to change you. So be real careful when somebody asks you, if it's their own mess they've gotten in, then you can kind of help them to get back to the Lord, and maybe they've caused it themselves. But if God is working in you to bring you to Christ-likeness, I don't want to come against that work he's doing, right? So always his will be done. That's always a good thing to pray for, you know, may his will be done in whatever you're in, right? But he is changing us, isn't he? So here's his command now, having not spoken to Abram for 13 years, and I don't think he had a lot to say to Abram and Sarah when they went sideways with Hagar. They didn't wait for him. They wanted to help him out, right? And we know every time we try to help the Lord out, it usually slows the process down because he's got to heal the mess that we make because of what we do to get beyond that. So 13 years, he didn't speak to Abram. But now he does. And he says, walk before me and be blameless. What an encouraging statement that is. What a frightening statement that is in a way. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to be sinless, but it does mean that you're not to be causing others to blame you because of your conduct. If you're his, you should be. People are still going to complain about you. They're still going to tell untruths about you. But you don't want to give them a whole bunch of different, serve a whole bunch of different things on a platter here of what your sinning is, because then, you know, you're causing part of that. So here he says, I am Almighty God. Now, El Shaddai, the Shad, is some contextual questions on that, but mostly we go back to the Hebrew word. Shad means breast. So breast is where the sustenance comes from. That's where the mother's milk comes from. So El Shaddai, now it's not a female God, we're not talking about that, but we're talking about a sustenance. He's providing everything you need, and he's almighty. He's almighty God with all provision. And so since he's providing you with everything you need, and he's telling you to walk blameless, that's the answer. Lord, I can't do that, and he's not asking you to do that on your own, because you can't. But are you going to follow him? Are you going to obey him? Do you love me? If you love me, you will obey me. And so we come around that from time to time, don't we? And I can tell people, oh, I love the Lord so much. I love the Lord so much. And then I turn right around and disobey him. Something doesn't go with that picture, right? But of course, we are far from perfect, aren't we? But he's getting us better than we were, isn't he? And he will complete that good work in us. So I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. So how's your walk? How dependent are you on him? There's probably a time in your life when you thought you had a lot of personal capabilities. You were the best in the class, or you were the best in this group at something, whether it's whatever that was. And you kind of had a lot of, man, I do that better than anybody else. Man, I'm great. I think that's what some of us thought. I still do at times. And I recognize what a foolish thing that is when we're talking about what he wants us to do, because he just wants us to be obedient, doesn't he? And he says, I'm not looking to you because of your experience, because that'll get in the way. I'm looking to you because of your availability and your love to please and your love to be my representatives to others, right? So walk in accordance with El Shaddai here. Walk before me. Walk before me, not after me, but before me, meaning keep me ever before you and keep me ever with you. Pastor Jack had a good illustration this morning on his 5 o'clock prayer. It wasn't exactly this, but it reminds me of this. And he was talking about his schedule. He likes to do his own yard work, but his schedule is such in the next month that he won't be able to do that. So he saw the gardener next door. So he said, would you mind cutting my grass for the next month? And so the gardener said, sure. And so he said, well, can I show you how I'd like it cut? And he said, yeah. So the guy takes off, goes across there, and it was kind of wiggly and all. And Pastor Jack is real fastidious. He's got to have his lawn cut straight lines. So he told the gardener, he says, well, I need it cut straight lines. And he said, see that pink flower down at the end? Go across the lawn and don't take your eyes off of that pink flower. And he did that, and the guy was amazed. It was straight as could be. And I says, turn around and go back and look at the point where you just came from, just to the right of that. And the guy got so excited about it. He's never cut a lawn that way. But what a great illustration is to keep our eyes on Jesus, right? If we keep our eyes on him, we have a straight line. We're not all wiggling around all over the place, right? But take your eyes off of him, and you're going to wander all around, right? And good illustration here. So we're talking about walking here. So walking before me and being blameless. So we'll pick it up again next week. We're going to spend some time on these following verses where he's going to be changing Abram's name, and he's going to be showing Abraham that a descendant is going to be coming from him. And, you know, he would already say, well, I already got a son, I already got Ishmael. No, that's not the son of promise. That's the son of the flesh. The son of promise is going to come through Sarah. Well, Sarah is 90 years old. She's passed menopause decades ago. We couldn't possibly have a child that way. And she's laughing in unbelief. He's kind of just seems to be happy about it. I'm going to have a baby. Oh, my. I don't. But anyway, we'll get into that next week. So let us be praying this morning, however the Lord leads you, however the Lord leads us. And we've got some representatives to pray for again. And just to pray to be following him and seeking him in all things. And we have these great opportunities to communicate with him. And he wants that closeness with each of us. And I know that he must be pleased with this little family. We gather together every Saturday for a short time and bow our heads together and look to him. So, Father, lead us this morning that we would pray as you would have us to pray. Maybe it's just thanksgiving today. Maybe it's just praising you today. You blessed us so much, Lord. So, Father, lead us and guide us now in these moments together in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for praying for these states. We have one more to go next week, Wyoming, and then we have five or six U.S. territories. Each of them have one representative each, and then we'll get into some of the other offices as well. Praise God of Abraham. God praise, as we have the last few times. We have a few more times in Abraham here, and then we'll be leaving him and moving on. But again, the words in them, this song are so great, and we'll just let them get a little bit deeper into our grooves today, if we might. The God of Abraham praise, who reigns enthroned above. Father, thank you for meeting us here today.
Yes.
Thank you for those clear instructions. You are El Shaddai. You are God Almighty.
Yes, Father God.
And you tell us now you walk blameless. Help us in that, Lord. We can't do it apart from you. You know that. But we can do what you would enable us if we are willing and following you. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus.